Expo had done some preliminary work on their own and with a consultant looking at economic impacts, and they had visited with me about the work that they're doing. But this past year, we entered into a three-year agreement to do an economic impact analysis for the Expo Center. They're actually doing the surveys, their staff and volunteers out there. It's been through Texas A&M IRB and is approved. Then they send over their surveys, and we have the data entry done in AgriLife Extension, and then I analyze the results.
How large was the sample size, and how comfortable are you all with the type of sample size as you were trying to extrapolate the information?
The survey rates were really good. The sample sizes were really good for the events that were surveyed, but we only did 21 events. So when it comes to the 21 events that were surveyed, we're very confident in the number of, in our sample size and in the reliability of those results for those 21 events. Now, obviously, we know that the 21 events are not generalizable across the 140 events that the Brazos Expo Center had over fiscal year 2012. So we're in no way making that leap to say that the results of our 21 events can be extrapolated across all of those. So we're confident for the 21 events that we had great sample sizes. And then for livestock and horse shows, we actually had sampled 13 of the 25 horse shows and 4 of the 10 events, and we did feel that we were able to extrapolate then across those. So for those two sectors, livestock and horse shows, we were able to say, okay, we have enough information about spending patterns at horse shows to extrapolate that across all 25 horse shows. We have enough information about livestock events from the 4 that were surveyed to extrapolate that across the 10 livestock events. But that's as broad as we can go with extending the analysis.
Which I'm getting ahead of myself, but seems to be a logical follow-up. Then will future studies then try to measure the impact of the other categories then?
Absolutely. And in fact, included in the 21 surveyed events, there are other categories. But for example, there was one rodeo that was surveyed. There was one meeting that was surveyed. And when you think about, you know, is one meeting going to be comparable to the spending patterns from 16 meetings that were held out there over the year, I'm not comfortable saying that is. So in the future, then they'll be going ahead and they'll survey more meetings, you know, and they probably only need to do a couple livestock shows and a couple horse shows just to validate those results over the next year. But they'll be able to do another rodeo or two. They'll be able to do more meetings. And then as we have more events within a type, then we can comfortably generalize that across type. What we don't want to do is say that people spending at a one-day meeting is similar to the spending that they would have if they were attending a horse show. And what we're finding is, you know, these livestock shows and horse shows attract a lot of people from out of town, and they're here for several days. So they definitely have a different spending pattern than results from a meeting that's held or something like that. There's also the issue of there are wedding receptions out there and so forth. You don't want people surveying your wedding. That would just be wrong. So the Expo Center does, they have begun to implement a program where they're surveying the event organizer, and they're collecting information about how many people they expect to have at their events, how many hotel rooms they expect to be booked from people who are coming in from out of town for the event. Then we'll be able to combine that information with other information we have about people spending here in Brazos County from the Expo Center, as well as statewide data that we know about metro area spending in general for travel, both business and leisure, to generate some estimates there.
So what's unique about a study of this type or with this particular client?
Well, I think what's interesting about the Brazos County study is that it does span a three-year period. And because they and their volunteers are doing the surveys themselves, and some events are not amenable to surveying, for example, wedding receptions, so they're finding that information in a different way, and there's just not a way to survey all of these events or enough events of all the different types of things that they have out there. We're able to roll information from one year to the next over about a three-year period, so we can combine information that was done this year and, you know, the spending patterns. Not obviously, we only want to say, you know, this is the 2012 impact, this is the 2013 impact, but we can assume that spending patterns are fairly constant across time, and we're able to check that as we go and to validate that. But we are able to use information this year and information garnered from last year so that we're building up to get the full impact. It's really hard to do an impact when you of an entire facility over an entire year when you have so many types of events.
So how do you go about trying to overcome those challenges?
Well, I think, like I was saying earlier, I think when we say, okay, well, you know, we had 10 surveyed livestock events, or 10 livestock events this year, and four of them were surveyed. We had 25 horse shows this year, and we had surveyed 13. Well, we know that next year we don't need to survey 13 again. We want to survey a couple to make sure that the spending patterns hold. But we also don't want to bother the same people from year to year. You know, obviously there are a lot of repeat customers, and they say, gosh, we did this last year. And people do get used to filling them out and just realize that's part of how the business works. But it will allow us to look at different groups every year, but to validate so that we don't, you know, for example, when we're entering recession and exiting a recession, we want to make sure that the spending patterns aren't changing greatly. But this year, they'll be able to focus more on some of the other events. They had one outdoor event that they surveyed last year. They can survey another one of those this year. They can survey more meetings this year and make sure that we're hitting those other types so that we can generalize over time. And so that they don't have, I mean, we're looking at multiple types of events, and I'd like to see 3, 4, even more surveys before I'm comfortable generalizing. And they've got a lot of event types rolling from year to year. Will really help us so that we can have the true impact and we can have everything covered without having volunteers and staff constantly out there surveying everybody who walks in the door.
Well, it's important to remember for those who are looking at this information that may be unfamiliar with these types of studies, or maybe there's people who see these kind of studies all the time and they kind of roll their eyes that these numbers are just made up, and obviously they're the numbers are based on information that is hard data.
I think there are two separate things that are really important to keep in mind. And the first one is on this particular study for fiscal year 2012, that the results that are presented, there are three types of results that are presented. And the first is we're only looking at the economic impacts of the 21 events. And so if they're looking at the program or at the report, that's in Table 3. And the economic impacts that are being reported in Table 3 are only for the 21 events that are surveyed. And then when you look at Table 5, those are the economic impacts only for horse events. And so we're extrapolating across horse events there, but so that's only the economic impact of the 25 horse events. What's in Table 7 is only the economic impact of the livestock show. So even if you add up livestock shows and horse shows, that's still only about 35 events. Nowhere near 140 events. So we're not even attempting to say what's going on in the entire expo complex this year. So this is really the economic impact of subsets of events this year. And then we'll be building toward in the next year and two everything that's going on out there. And we don't even have the Brazos County Fair in there this year. It's unlikely to be in there next year because we really don't want to see, in my profession, we don't want to have a surveyed impact of events until they're in there about their third year and they're really up and running, just because there are so many changes and bugs to be worked out in the few years. So the fair, which was huge, isn't even included in this number. Now, from the perspective of you know, people who say, gosh, what do these impacts really mean? Is it meaningful? We've really tried to control that. It's important to me, it's important to my extension colleagues, that we're always presenting accurate and, if anything, conservative numbers. And so we are not including local spending in our output, or in the impact analysis, looking at, you know, the total economic output and jobs that are generated. We're only looking at new money from people who are visiting the county, people who might not otherwise be here. Local people, you know, if you didn't attend something at the expo, you might attend something at the Civic Center or at Texas A&M and still spend your money locally, and you spend your tax dollars locally. So we really, it's important that we're only looking at those people from outside, and also that we're not doing just broad generalizations, but that we're trying to be as accurate as possible.
I'm guessing that AgriLife does studies for organizations all across the state. My curiosity is, how does this expo study compare as far as size or sample type, or, you know, are there any comparisons that can be made with any other organizations? And if so, how well does the Brazos County Expo compare?
It's interesting that you asked that, because actually the Brazos County Expo is really on the forefront of this program, where AgriLife Extension is actually looking at the possibility of rolling out a program that would be very similar with what we're doing in Brazos County to other areas across the state. And so Brazos County is really a pilot test for that, and they know that. They've been wonderful working with us in establishing a methodology, in figuring out how the relationship might work, because it's them that are doing the surveys, us that are doing the analysis and so forth, which is part of what makes the system work in a less expensive fashion, as opposed to having a consultant who comes and brings a team of people who are doing the surveying and so forth. That can get very expensive. So I don't have results, because they are pilot, to how they're comparing across the state. And Tom mentioned that it usually takes about 10 years for an expo center to really be up and running at the top of their game. And so obviously there are a lot of older expo centers that are across the state. But it seems to me, from working with these guys and from seeing their numbers, that they are really making leaps and bounds in their growth. And, you know, we expect to see higher utilization. I mean, utilization is already great, but see that continue to grow over time and continue to see those impacts grow over time. And you're right, we do a lot of different types of impacts for different people across the state and different groups. And from a methodological perspective, I think the opportunity to be working instead of, very often we're looking year to year, and then with some of our ag stuff we compare year to year, but it's USDA data, it's state level data that we have. And so the opportunity to work on the expenditures from year to year in a way that makes this a workable program for the surveyors who are working with the expo, as well as provide accurate results, is methodologically something that's exciting for us. The opportunity to do even some remote training. We've got some video training up for their volunteers and things. So we've been able to really do some interesting things with this study and to push the boundaries of what we've been working on and kind of get out of our silos a little bit.
Another example of how agriculture is not just about what you put in the field and harvest.
Right, right. I mean, there are obviously, I mean, we focused on the livestock shows and horse shows in this report, not just because they're agriculture, but because they were large events that brought in a lot of people, and they were able to survey those events. There were certain times they just didn't have staff available. The Expo Center is clearly not just about agriculture. I mean, they've got fundraisers and banquets and career fairs out there. And so we're going to be tackling those in the year ahead as well.
And in fact, those who are in the industry, I guess in quotes, dealing with these types of functions would be well served to see the wide range of things that this particular campus is doing, because it will help survive and thrive, if not thrive, because it's doing more than just your livestock shows and traditional agriculture events.
Right. They've got their indoor facilities, their outdoor facilities. They have a lot of different types of things going on. Exactly.
This attachment has four pages and a ton of numbers and all sorts of observations. I didn't know if there was anything in particular that stands out that listeners should know about in particular.
Because our survey is focused on a narrow subset of events, the 21 surveyed events, the horse shows, and the livestock shows, it's interesting to see what impact those things in themselves have on the economy. But at the same time, what we're presenting in Table 1, which is the summary statistics for everything that has gone on at the center over fiscal year 2012, that includes things that we haven't captured, there are 140 total events that are happening out there over 262 days. And so when you look at the utilization of the facility, that's a lot of events. And that's an event out there about two-thirds of the working days of the year. And for them, of course, a working day, you know, includes Saturday and Sunday. It's, you know, whenever things are going on. And that there was attendance of over 70,000 people walking through their doors. And that is reflective of the entire year for the expo complex. And so I think that those are important numbers to keep in mind, even though those aren't the numbers that we're generating economically.
And something to keep track of in as you compare to succeeding years.
Right. They already have things booked for this year. They are confident that they're exceeding those numbers in the year ahead. And so we'll be interested to see those numbers grow over the next 2 years.
Anything else that I missed that listeners and lay people might be interested in hearing?
The fact that this is just a subset of information, and over the next 3 years, I hope I'll be able to tell you what the full impact of everything that's going on out there is. And really, too, that this is just looking at expenditures made by visitors, people from outside the county who are coming in for events, and doesn't include the expenditures of the Expo Center itself, as it buys local goods and services and employs local people, or the expenditures that are made associated with the Expo Center by visitors who are from Brazos County.
So we don't have that 7 times economic multiplier effect in this particular thing.
No, actually, I'm so glad you asked that question. Everyone says, oh, the multiplier should be 7. We hear that all the time. And what we really know is that on average, we expect that if a dollar is spent in Brazos County, that money changes hands or circulates through the economy 7 times. But on each one of those 7 transactions, a little bit of money is lost, in some cases more than a little bit. For example, if I buy a T-shirt at a souvenir shop, most likely that T-shirt wasn't made in Brazos County. So that money is automatically off the top leakage. Now, the income to that proprietor and the wages that he is paying, those continue to circulate through the economy. But every time it goes around in that 7 iterations, there's a little bit less. And so generally, we would expect to see a multiplier depending on the industry and depending on the linkages within the county of maybe 1.3 to 1.7 something. So those are for output total sales multipliers, which is generally what people are quoting. So multipliers are often a lot less than what people think they are. That's an excellent, excellent point.
These are the hard numbers in your tables.
Well, no, there is a multiplier effect in our tables.
Okay.
The direct effect is the hard number. So, for example, let me go over what's in among our surveyed events in Table 2, if someone were to be looking at the report itself. And among the surveyed event, there was $1.8 million spent by visitors to the county, people who do not reside in Brazos County but were attending an event here at the Expo Center. Now, we exclude the access fees, which are about $716,000, because a lot of times those are entry fees for horse shows, tickets, and things like that are paid directly to the organizer who likely is not in Brazos County, and so that money leaves off the top. So the total that was spent here when we exclude the access fees was $1.1 million. And then if you look at Table 3, where we start with the economic impacts, the direct effect on output or total sales is that $1.1 million figure. And then from there, that $1.1 million figure is multiplied as it circulates through the economy for a total effect of $1.7 million in output, which included a $1 million contribution to GDP under the value-added column, and then also $645,000 in labor income and 25 jobs.